This is Aaron Miller, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, don't get cutesy with Brexit. The United Kingdom leaving the European Union brings many questions, like whether we'll have to pay an import tariff on Coldplay's music, Stephen Colbert jokes. Listen to him and Samantha Bee in today's Punchlines.
The rest of the world is still reeling from the Brexit. No one knows how this thing is going to work out. Does England need all new trade deals? Will it ban foreign workers? Will we have to pay an import tariff on Coldplay? There's just no way of knowing.
Terrifyingly, we're stuck with democracy. But if we want people to take voting seriously instead of treating it like some jokey novelty, how about we knock it off with cutesy names like Brexit? That just encourages people to treat an important civic duty like a frivolous sideshow that doesn't matter. We don't call type 2 diabetes the deuce, so...
But today, there's huge news on the Brexit, because this guy right here, this is Boris Johnson, the former mayor of London, and a man many are calling England's Donald Trump, okay? Because he is an anti-immigrant conservative accused of fear-mongering for political gain, and like Trump, he has a hair graft from a Viking corpse. I think. I'm not sure what that is. Yes. He looks like only a semi-successful clone of Donald Trump. Like, they used a toenail or something like that. So after successfully leading the Brexit vote, Boris Johnson was the favorite to become Britain's next prime minister, except he did this.
It is vital now in the Conservative Party that we bring together everybody who campaigned so hard both for the Remain and the Leave sides. That is the agenda for the next prime minister of this country. I have concluded that person cannot be me.
That's leadership. excuse me. I have an announcement to make. I have blown up the bridge. Now, everybody, across the river somehow. I'll stay here.
Let's not call our elections Votey McVoteface or whatever term the kids are using in their dank memes. In retrospect, it's clear the Votey McVoteface vote was basically a dry run for Brexit. Except this time, the UK government won't overrule the people's giddy decision because the fate of Europe isn't as important as the name of a boat. Bye!
Also, I just heard that on the day of the Brexit vote, this is true, Brexit beat porn as Google's most popular search term. That is unbelievable. That there are people who just search for the word porn. You folks know that porn is available in different kinds now, right? That's like going to the grocery store and asking, excuse me, which aisle has the food?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.